Listener discretion is advised.
I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather round your radio now for Lucy and Aaron.
Off air, uncut.
It is Husey, Ed and Aaron, the podcast. And, you know, Aaron, the service that Husey provides to mentor young, talented, attractive women is just it's really starting to pay dividends.
Oh, well, that's – I don't be like that.
What?
A good friend of ours is a brilliant actor and comedian,
yes,
who is still making her way through the entertainment industry.
Yes.
Her name is Nikki Osborne. She has been in many, many productions on television and film, and we want to have a chat to her about her life at the moment and how everything's going. And Nikki, welcome to the show.
Good morning. And I should add critically acclaimed productions.
Yes. Yeah, no, that's fair enough too, actually.
I just feel like I have to beef up the...
It was weak, Nikki. I think we'd all agree it was a really weak introduction.
Well,
yeah,
Have you turned on Nikki?
Started.
You know, he's always pumped you up now because you're getting too successful. Have you turned, Husey? Yeah. Is that what this is?
No, I haven't turned. I'm fascinated by people and how they operate and how they get through their life. And Nikki has been in, you've been in entertainment since when, Nikki? We're going to talk about your current projects as much as we can a little bit later. But when, Nikki, did you start in the entertainment world?
I did my first TV commercial when I was 8 for Not Burgers. The first ever vegan burger. I was flogging that at 8.
Well, that's
So
you're a child
star. I've been
around
for a long time. No, because that would involve my parents pushing me forward. But no, that was not the case. I was like, drag me to this audition. Take me there. I'm going to enter top model. I want to do this. I want to do that. I wanted to do everything. And they're like, Nikki, you've got braces and a permed fringe. Maybe you should just focus on athletics. But no, I pushed myself the whole way through. And
can we just focus
in spite
on that
of
for
my
a sec?
Parents.
Nikki, I just want to focus on you as an 8-year-old doing a commercial. So it was played in your local area, so your friends from school saw it. Is that reasonable to say? Or
You know what? It's a funny story. Yeah, they did, but I was a bit of a rebel at school. I'd always get in trouble. And we were on our year 6 excursion or whatever it was. I don't know how old I was. But I got in a lot of trouble, and I'd been separated by this teacher who hated me. She hated my guts. And then she told the principal. At the same time, he received a phone call from my mother saying, oh, Nikki's just booked a commercial. We've got to fly her back. So he's come out and everyone's like, oh, she's in trouble. It's like, got to take you to the airport because you filmed me a TV ad.
Take that.
So good.
Take that.
Take that, Mrs. Ryman.
Yeah, Mrs. Ryman.
So was that the end of your childhood stardom or did you continue to do commercials as you went into your teenage years?
No, I did another one. I did a Telstra one, and then I got serious. Then I went and did a night of screen acting skills course when I was 14. Then I went to drama school for 3 years, and I auditioned with braces and a lisp and still got in.
Do you do NIDA? You went through NIDA?
I did their screen acting skills course, which is independent of the actual course. It's just like a month course in the middle of the holidays. So I did that.
Yeah.
And then went to drama school, dated them all, then graduated in Sydney and started the Hard Yards.
So you're a teenager, you're a blonde bombshell. Yeah. So what was it like?
I was a ringer.
Oh, you're a redhead?
Yeah, I was a redheaded, braces wearing, lispy chick.
Yeah, right.
But, it's remarkable I've got anywhere, to be honest.
Well,
it worked all right for Nicole Kidman.
She set the precedent.
Yeah,
yes. No, the boobs and the blonde didn't come until Sydney when I went hang about.
Yeah.
This is the way you get forward. what did Packer used to say? Their hair can't be blonde enough and their tits can't be big enough? Wasn't that the...
Yeah, no, you wouldn't think that watching Channel 9.
So what was your first break on TV?
My first big break. So I did a few dramas. Like I did The Mystery of Natalie Wood. That was a US production.
Yeah, right. I've seen that. So, yeah, you were hanging out with American actors and that was – how old were you when you did that?
I was 20. So it was me, Sophie Monk, Rachel Taylor, and Nat Bass.
Hey,
what a glamazon.
I know. And they all took off, and then I stayed back.
Yeah, right.
Look. their stars just go. So you, like Rachel Taylor came up to me and said, oh, should I go to drama school? I'm like, no, fuck that. Just go to LA. Why didn't I do that?
Worked out for young Taylor. Wow.
Yeah, how old were you then?
So I just graduated from drama school. So, well, I was 20, 21.
Yeah, right.
That was.
Yeah. And you were like ready to go. You were looking for work everywhere. Yeah.
Yep. Pretty much. I was auditioning about 5 times a week. I was living the actor's dream of going to Forrester's Pub for a $5 steak every Sunday with the rest of the unemployed actors.
I'm surprised I didn't see you there. What about now? Can we jump ahead? What's going on? What are we doing? What are we pumping up? I need to pump something up. Come on, Cusie.
All right. Yeah. No, but thank you for establishing that. You know, I'm a trained thest.
You've absolutely done the hard yards. Absolutely. You did the Hogan movie. You were. What was that? Before we get to that, what was the? And you did the late night call thing. What was that one?
Oh, Quizmania. That's right. Quizmania. That was the big thing. That Eddie McGuire. I ran into him at the pub, and I'd just done a shitty audition, and I saw that he was celebrating being appointed CEO of Channel 9.
Yeah.
And I went. Oh, this is the moment I was born. So I just marched in, climbed over the bollards, said, g'day, Eddie. And he's like, oh, hello. And I'm like, my name's Nikki. I'm an actor. Now, where the fuck's our Australian drama? And he's like, oh, well, it's interesting you say that. And he's like, well, we've just commissioned Underbelly and that's being filmed, but would you ever host? And I'm like, ah, that's beneath me. And then I got Quizmania.
Yeah, right. Ran for quite a while and people knew you from that. So that what time did that start at night?
So that started at midnight till 4 a.m.
Wow.
Every night.
And people would ring in, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they would, but that's where I got my following. I got I was basically the face that launched 1,000 Holdens. They were all over it and up for it.
Yeah.
So that's a nice segue into what I'm doing now, actually.
Yeah.
Which is,
well, I've got this character called Bushy, right? The Bush Blonde.
Yeah.
And all my Quizmania followers have now, you know, they jumped on the bandwagon of the Bushy.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? I've turned 40. I've achieved a lot of the things I want to achieve, except for dating Nick Fanning. And
don't give up.
I'm like, it's time I give back. It's time I give back. And I thought, you know what?
A charity, Nikki. Is that what you're doing?
Yes. She needs to unbugger the koalas. And I thought, should I crowdfund? Nah. Should I sell hoodies? Nah. Leave that to Tommy Little. I know. What's the best way to raise quick coin? OnlyFans.
Yes.
Oh, so, yes.
Wow.
So here we are. You've turned 40. And as I tell every 40-year-old and every 38-year-old.
That's me, by the way, Nikki. I'm 38.
That you are very, very young. And so, and I'm like, you should exploit the fact that you're young. And at the age of 40, you are young.
Completely.
But OnlyFans is something where people want to see, they want to see more, Nikki. So we are actually launching an OnlyFans.
Well, yeah, Bushy, my character Bushy is. So
right, your character, right.
My character Bushy is. So it's very much in the theme of how she would do OnlyFans. Because I can't do it, obviously, because, you know, I'm married with children. So
right, gotcha.
So what's Bushy going to show, Nikki?
Bushy's going to show her best bits. You know,
So Bushy's going to get her kit off completely and people can get on OnlyFans and see it. So you're...
Wait, is that true, Nikki? You're going to go full... Well, sorry, Bushy's going to go full nude?
Am I going to get the bush out? I don't know. How buggered are the actual koalas?
You know, you are actually raising money for koalas.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, right.
But you have done, you've filmed some stuff and you've done some stuff. So you're like.
Yes, I have. So there is nudity, tasteful nudity.
Yes.
In fact, I showed my husband the shoot afterwards because he's all behind it. And he's like, oh, gee, Osborne, you haven't gone hard enough. I'm like, beg your pardon? I'm like, nude, what do you want at colonoscopy?
Yeah, what do you want? What do you want, man?
So this
you know, what women thinks hot and what men thinks hot is they're different. You've got to be more suggestive with what the dudes want. Like, he basically threw out all the photos where my face looked good. He's like, nah, don't worry about your face. It's not about that. And I'm like, oh, all right. It's just about rig. Most of the pics he's chosen hide my face.
So your husband's helped you out here and he's curated the pics that are going to be on OnlyFans and you're nude in the pics and you're also...
Bushy's nude.
Bushy's nude, sorry.
Yeah, Bushy's nude. I can't be nude. No.
This is
a confusing space, isn't it? Yeah, as Bushy would say...
I'll be honest, it's completely baffling.
Yeah.
Well, no, it isn't because you, at the age of 40, have decided to do an OnlyFans and you've got school pickup to deal with as well.
Are you
concerned about, you know, the school pickup, all that sort of stuff?
Well, yeah, I kind of am. But you know what? I'm doing this. Well, actually, there was a mother who was outed recently for having an OnlyFans page, but that's when you keep it a secret. I'm going to go loud and proud. This is going to be a big deal. I'm going to tell all the dads and the tuck shop ladies, you name it. I'm going to tell them to all get on board.
You got to get them. You got to get them involved.
Even the mums, you know. I've got to set the example. I've got to get all the other mothers on board.
Exactly.
Imagine how much money we could raise for the school next month.
The calendar, because people used to do calendars, but people only buy that once. This way you could get money all the time.
Exactly. This is the thing. So my OnlyFans, I am releasing it like a calendar. So every couple of days I'm releasing, like it'll be Jugs January and then it'll be something for February. I don't know.
I love that.
Because calendars, as you say, you only sell them once. Whereas subscriptions, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
And I spoke to a few. Yeah.
No, you go, Dale. Finish and then I want to ask something.
Okay. Because I spoke to a few charities who like the idea, but there's such a stigma with OnlyFans, they weren't willing to get on board. They didn't want it to ruin their social standing at their functions. So I'm like, well, what about the poor koala bastards? Anyway.
Well, because koalas are renowned with chlamydia, so maybe they're more...
They do. I mean, what have they... They've been in a roasting. They've been drowning in the drink. They've all got the clap. Like, they've had a rough time and I'm trying to unbugger them, basically.
Now,
I want to ask about the hot 40 thing, Nikki. I'm 38 and something that I reckon as I've gotten a little bit older, so from probably, you know, mid-30s to now, and I know I'm still young, Husey, you get triggered by this. Something I love doing now and I find really, I love looking at women who are older than me and who are smoking hot because I feel like I look at J-Lo and I know she's got lots of help, blah, 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 blah. But like women now, you can be 40, 50, 60, 70 and still smoking hot, sexy, attractive. I reckon I feel the best. I'm not saying I look the best, but I feel, in fact, I think I look the best too.
Absolutely.
I feel the best I've ever felt at 38, like looks, body, face, everything. I feel like I look the best I've looked. Do you feel like that as well? Like, do you feel the sexiest you've ever felt?
Well, yes, pretty much. You know, I still have a softening filter on the face, but as far as my rig, it's the best it's been because you lose all your puppy fat and after a baby, sometimes your hips get bigger and that's what dudes like.
Yes.
And also, you know, hormonally, that's when you know, you come into your power because you've got your job sorted, you've got your house sorted,
yes.
You've got your car sorted, you've got all of that ticked off and then you're like, oh, I'm woman, hear me roar.
Yes.
And also, men love it too.
Men love an older woman.
I've
never had more attention from men, never, in my life as a 38-year-old single mum. I've never had more offers, attempts, attention.
Exactly. One, because they know you've already done the hard work for them.
Absolutely.
But secondly, if I've learned anything from the pandemic, it's people like to be told what to do. And so,
brilliant.
As a woman, a 40-year-old woman, I'm very good at that. I can give all the men of Australia a to-do list.
Look,
I've got a to-do list. Number one, get involved with the Bush Blondes OnlyFans account.
Can I just say on that, 40-year-old women in Europe, they celebrate older, not older, they celebrate women who aren't in their 20s. And
then
you look at all the European shows that are available on Netflix or all the other streaming services, most of them involve women in their 40s and older, basically in illicit affairs or in like just raunchy situations. So
give us some of your favourite titles. Yeah. Like,
Backdoor to Sweden.
The Fallen Nun.
Yeah.
Intimacy.
Fallen Nun.
No. Maybe God won't see this.
But what I'm saying is that I think Australia is behind in this space.
Yes.
And people like Nikki and you, Erin, celebrating the fact.
I'll tell you what it helps. Help us come a bit more further up the front in this space, Husey. People like you, when you talk about airlines and you like the,
I think the hostesses are better
on certain airlines.
Thank you, Erin.
And I know exactly what you're trying to intimate. I know exactly you're saying like, oh, Jetstar, the service is so amazing. And I know why, because they're 20.
No.
Whereas other airlines have more mature helpers and you don't enjoy that as much, do you?
I absolutely don't. This is ridiculous.
That was good.
Thank you so much.
No, we're all behind you, Nikki. And
turn this into us not being behind Nikki. We're behind Nikki. Not behind
I think
you.
Everyone wants to get behind me now. There's none of that. There's no porn.
No, don't say that. Get him
in
first.
Don't let anything out early.
Righto. Check out the OnlyFans and help out those koalas. Thank you, Nikki Osborne.
Cheers.